Okay, Rabbi. Ruchim Haboim. Welcome to Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. Tavshin Samach Tes. Tavshin Ayin Haba Aleinu L'Tova. I'd like to welcome everyone. This year, we're beginning with Perek Cheskes Habatim from Masech Debova Basra, which is a very stark perek. And I'd like to say some words of introduction, not about Bava Basra, but in general about the Shir and everything. So until we get to the Shir today, we'll take some time, but we have a whole year ahead of us, Bez Hashem. Okay. Just to go through the Seder Hayom. We are here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right? So five days a week we have Shir. On Sunday, the Seder is Kavrusas from 9 till 11:30. And then 11:30 to 1 is Shir. Now, Sundays we don't do Bava Basra. Sundays we learn Halacha. In other words, I'll have a packet, a sugya in Halacha. Sometimes it'll be a series of several weeks on a certain topic. If there are any things that interest you, you should let me know, or that we could perhaps do that. But that's, so Sundays is a very important day, but we don't do the regular Gemara on Sundays. We learn Shiurim and Halacha. On Mondays, we have Seder from 9 till 12, and Shiur's around from 1:15 to 2:30, and then we daven Mincha here in this room. On Tuesdays is our early day. That's for people who are taking the Tanakh classes on Tuesdays. So you should take it on Tuesday. So Tuesday we have Chavrusa Seder from 9 till 11, and then Shears from 11 till 12. Now, as opposed to previous years where we had the Tuesday Shear in the classroom, this year, Bez Hashem, we'll have the Shear here. We don't have to go to the classroom. Okay. Wednesdays is the same as Monday. 9 to 12 is the Chavrusa, and 1:15 to 2:30 is Shir. And Thursdays is also the same. The only difference is that on Thursdays from 2 to 2:30 we have Parsha Shir. Every Thursday, 2 to 2:30, we stop the Gemara and we do the Parsha Shir. Now, the way the Shir is oriented is that we see everything, we do everything inside. It's not a lecture that I'm just spitting out information from you, and then you write it in your notebook, and your notebook becomes a big Talmud Chacham. It's not like that. Everything we do is inside, and you have to work it. You learn this way. You learn information and skills at the same time. Learn information and skills at the same time. So, and all the makoros that we'll have, you'll be getting out Xerox packets that we'll be giving out. But and we'll be doing the Gemara, Rashi, Tosis inside, and the Mefarshim, but all inside. But it's very important if you want to grow in learning that you have to do these things inside. If you just take notes outside, so you think maybe you're going to have a lot of information, but at the end you're not going to retain the information, and you're not going to learn how to learn for yourself as well. So that's a very important point in the Shir. Usually I'm here in the morning, except 2 days a week I give a Shir in your day across the hall from 9:15 to 10:30, but before that and after that I should be here. And on Tuesdays we don't have the Yoreh Shir, Thursdays we don't, so I should be here. In the afternoons I'm usually in the fifth floor of the library, so please feel free to come by. Okay, Rabbi Berger, who was sitting across from me this morning, Rabbi Gedalia Berger, is the official Shoal Umeshiv for this Shir and for this Beis Medrash. So therefore, during Seder, I mean, you can come to me also, but you you know, he's officially here to help you with your learning and anything, plus the logistics in terms of seating, in terms of chavrusas. He's here to help everyone out, so please take advantage. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, and please take advantage of his presence. He's here to help us. You shouldn't feel you're bothering him. That's why he's here. He's here to be of help. In addition, we have two Shir assistants, two Joshes. Josh Weinberg, please raise your hand. And Josh Zlatnik, please raise your hand. Okay, raise your hand, both of you. Okay, so these people are also here to help in learning, to help with logistics and chavrusas, different issues you might have. Please feel free. I try very often to eat lunch on an individual basis with the Talmidim one-on-one. If you have something pressing that you want to discuss, so tell me and we'll, you know, I'll put you ahead of the list, so to speak. And that's what we do one-on-one, so we could, you can speak personally about things regarding your own lives. We usually go to the Sky Cafe or other places, and please feel free. Because I think the most important part of the Shir, besides the actual learning, which Bez Hashem will learn a lot, Bez Hashem, is to develop a Kesher. That it's very important you come to Yeshiva to have a Rebbe that you can speak to. Because in this part of your life, a lot of you are making very big decisions that are going to impact your life for many years to come. And you're very young and sometimes inexperienced. So it's good often to be able to have a Rebbe or something that to be able to discuss these issues, whether it be dating, whether it be career, whatever it is, to be able to discuss these things. Bez Hashem, when you get engaged, I learn with Hasanim at night, one-on-one, so please let me know, and be happy to help you out. Well, this year, we have Rabbi Uri Orlian in the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Willing moved to the other building. Rabbi Uri Orlian and his Mechina Shir are here, so I think that should be very nice. Hopefully we can have an interaction with them as well. We try to have certain Shabbatons throughout the year. We try to get together. We have yet to arrange it, but say Simchas Torah in the past, we've gone to different communities as a group. Shavuos, we've gone to different communities as a group. Different Shabbosim during the year. So we try to, it's not just the learning, it's the Ruach. Again, there'll be plenty of learning, but also have, because the point of coming to Yeshiva is the experiential part. It's not, you can, Shiurim, today you can listen to the whole Shas online, and you can stay home. So what's the point of coming to Yeshiva? Coming to Yeshiva is more than that. It's the experience, it's the relationships. You make friends, you have shorim with a Rebbe. That's the real point. Now I'm gonna pass around a sign up sheet. Anyone in the shir, sign you, put down your name and your cell phone number, and go around the whole room, and then ultimately it should come back to me. So I'll give it to you, Jeremy. Yeah. What? Yeah. Oh, you have it already? Oh, so you have the whole, so you make me a copy. Okay, very good. Okay, now we have a couple of minhagim here. And that is, we have a minhag to sing for every simcha that happens in this year. So Bez Hashem, we should hopefully have a lot of good occasions to sing for. And then before the beginning of every zman, we sing Avinu Ha'avarachamon. So we have a lot to do before we get to Baba Basra. So I have a list here of five simchas from over the summer. Okay, five. And if I'm missing someone, you come to me and, you know, I'm not perfect. I try to do my best research as possible. And we try to find out all the, and please tell me when you have a simcha. We're very happy to recognize it, and in other words, we should feel a sense of chabura, not just a lecture where everyone is, you know, it's a cold atmosphere. And I think, you know, there's always a question of, you know, with the new building, whether we should stay here or go there. I felt it's just a very nice atmosphere, not Chas v'Shalom to be separate from the rest of the yeshiva, but I think it's a nice atmosphere to be together in this Beis Medrash. It's a warm atmosphere. Some people feel in a large Beis Medrash, they feel like bottle. They feel they lose their identity. So I think over here, it's a nice atmosphere, and we could all grow together. So so that's why I felt it would be a good idea to stay here. Okay, there's no particular order that these, I just wrote them down randomly. So, okay, first on my list, Shia Gartner had a baby girl this summer. Next person, raise your hand. Ari Holtzman got married.
Yeah.
Says in Chof Chesam Ralef, Cheskas Habatim, VeHaboros VeHashichin VeHamoros VeHashoychvos VeHamerchotzos UBeis Abadim UBeis Hasholchim VeAvodim VeChol Shehu Osa Kol Dover Shehu Osa Peres Todir Cheskosan Shaloshonim MiYom LiYom. There was a mouthful. There is a din of Cheskes Habatim Sholoshonim. Now, Rav Shechter has always pointed out that the word Chazaka in Shas appears many different places, and it means different things in different contexts, even though it's the same word, Chazaka. But, and with the first packet that we're going to give out, is going to be a discussion of Cheskas Kinyan versus Cheskas Raya. Whereas the discussion in our Mishnah is Cheskas Raya, which means like this. a person is living in a house. So if he's living in a house, maybe he owns the house, but maybe he doesn't. But he's living in the house. And he claims that he owns the house. Why? Because he bought the house. Since he bought the house, he owns the house. And then someone else says, no, this is my house. I've been living here for who knows how long. And you, I never sold the house to you. It's my house. So what would be the best thing is if the person who's living in the house could pull out a shtar, a document, proving that he bought the house. A shtar raya, a document, a deed of ownership that he bought the house. If he could do that, that would solve all the problems. Then if we have a beferish shtar with two edim that say that the house was sold, so you know, that would, you know, outcome. That would save the whole thing. The only thing is, he doesn't have it. He lost it. So just because you lost it doesn't mean that you didn't buy it. But you lost it. So now, there's a problem. On one hand, he's living. He claims he bought it. On the other hand, there's someone who preceded him, who says that he used to live there, and that he still owns the house, and he never sold it to this fellow. So how do we resolve this debate? So the Mishnah tells us the way you resolve the debate is if you could prove that you lived on the land for 3 years, and this fellow who claims he owned it prior never said a word, never complained, never said get off my property for 3 years, silence. So if you could bring Adam that you were on the land for 3 years and there was no macha, there was no nothing was contested, then that's a proof that you own it. Now, the living on the 3 years is not the kinyan. The kinyan was kesef, shtar, they made a kinyan. The 3 years is just a chazaka as a proof that if you're living on it for 3 years and no one said anything, that's a... The simple way is that it seemed to be a raya that it's yours, because most people would not let someone live on their land for 3 years and not say anything. So that is the yisod of cheskes habatim as a raya, and we have to see where does the number three come from, you know, where does that come from? But that's what the Mishnah is saying, cheskes habatim. That there was a cheskes raya that you own the house is by the fact that you lived on it for 3 years. Rabbi, there's one thing that I didn't mention in the Hakdama. You should feel free to speak up. This is not a lecture. If you want to ask, feel free. Okay, I'm not going to put anyone on the spot, but this is an interactive shiur. Feel free to do so. Oh, right. So that also has to be. In other words, what is it? Is the living there? In other words, because if he lived there and the owner said something, then who cares that he lived there? It's that he lived there and the owner didn't say anything. It's both. In other words, he lived there and the owner didn't say anything. So that must have been a proof that it's really his, that he really bought it. Because if he didn't, then he would have said something. Right. Oh, so you're asking, well, what if the owner was, in other words, are there exceptions to the rule? There might be exceptions. So that's what we have to learn these halachas to see. In other words, what if he wasn't aware? What if he went abroad for 3 years or something like that? He went abroad for a 5-year stint someplace. He made a dispute.
What if 4 years ago there was a dispute and the original owner did say something?
Right.
But he hasn't said anything for 3 years.
Well, the question is, you see, you have to look at one line in the Gemara. Take a look on Chaf Ches Amud Beis, the fourth line. It's not Chol Chazaka She'eni Matayna Eina Chazaka. Where it's not enough that you say that you lived on the land. You have to have two things. First, you have to claim that you bought it. You have to have a taina. But just living on the land means nothing. You can live on the land 100 years and it doesn't mean anything. You have to first claim, I bought the land, and my raya that I bought it is because I've been on the land for the past 3 years and he hasn't complained. So in the case what you're talking about is if he did that 4 years ago, so he did it, and now if he has a chazaka of 3 years, he has a chazaka. But if the guy was mocha, then he was mocha. But if he claims that later on he bought it, so it's 4 years ago he was mocha. So now it's not going to help. But say the 3 new years. So the 3 new years could help, provided that you claim that you bought it after the time the fellow was mocha. Yeah.
Did you say that the owner wasn't the land for 4 years, that he was after it, and he had a since he wasn't dealing with the land, he just was idle from there,
not necessarily. In other words, just because a person leaves the land fallow for a certain amount of years doesn't mean that he...
Didn't you say, like, in a case where, like, you weren't going to be there for 3 years, you could still, like, have someone to attend it, or, like, watch you, you're not going to be there? You don't just leave land idle for 3 years.
Right, but in other words, just because you left the land idle doesn't necessarily mean... It could be just with a... lazy or involved in something else or whatever. Okay, so back in the Mishnah. Cheskes habatim. So batim is a house, right? So the chazaka for a house, boros is a type of pit, a circular pit. Shichin is what? Like a rectangular pit. Maros is like a cave. Fashokvos, what does shokvos mean? What? Dovkov. Good. Famerchatzos, a bathing house. In other words, you claim you own the bathing house. Ubeis habadin. What is beis habadin? A press for what?
Olive,
an olive press. Okay, all these are different types of places that people own. And what's the common denominator between all these things? Okay. More. Say more.
Something that's constantly used.
What?
Something that's constantly used.
Okay, what else?
Karkos,
that's what I was looking for. They're all karkos. You see, you have to realize another thing about this. You see, usually when it's a question of who owns something. So what's the general rule that we have in Shas? In other words, say I'm wearing this tie now, and you claim it's really your tie. And I say, it's my tie. Or I bought it from you, or it was always my tie. So who wins? Do I have to prove that I was wearing this tie for the past 3 years? No. Because by metaltalin, we have a concept of whatever I'm holding on to is muchsak to be mine. So if you want to claim that this tie is really yours, you have to bring Adam that it's yours. I don't have to do anything. The fact that I'm holding on to it for 10 seconds shows it's mine. Well, that's by a tie. So then the question is, so why don't you say the same thing by karka? What do you need 3 years? Why don't you just say, hey, everyone agrees that I've been living in the house. I'm living there now. So why is that different than the case of the tie? So the case of the tie, if you say it's yours and I say it's mine, I win. I don't even have to produce anything. I don't even have to bring Aiden. I don't have to do anything, nothing, zero, nada. Because kol ma shetachas yad bailim is arei shalom. Anything, this jacket is mine. This tie is mine. So why don't you say the same thing by the batim? Why do I have to produce Adam that it's been mine for the past 3 years? What do I need to do that for? I can't hear you.
The way to get keen on the land is different than the talisman. So they're like, it's more of you. You can get keen through land. Like, the talisman is going to pick it up to get keen on it.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the kinyan here. We're talking about the raya that it's mine. Say again?
You can't like make a certain show for sure that this is yours or something like that. Like a tie is like something that's like you're wearing on this is mine, I have a symbol, I know it's on here for something else in the heart that is yours. It could be anyone.
Okay, you're starting to say something. Say more. Maybe.
Take a metal with you, but you can't take a set marker. So if you can take it with you, then it can show, like, I've had this, I brought this with me, this is mine, whatever. If it's set, you leave it, you can't take it with you. So it's much more difficult to prove your ownership.
Right, but your name is Rob?
Dove.
So Dove is saying that, you see, a movable object you could take with you. So it's with, you know, you're taking it with you wherever you go. It's with you. This tie moves. I move, the tie moves. It's with me. But karka is not something what? You don't take karka with you. So, okay, you're on the right track. Say even more.
You're saying that Eved is also considered karka, which you can
take it as a... You can say, what about an Eved? He's saying Eved is also considered karka. Also, I think some Rishonim point out land, you could always just walk on a piece of land. Land is more accessible in a certain sense. Right? So just because I'm standing on a piece of land, that's a proof that it's mine. But metaltalin, if I'm wearing it, you can't just get to the Talthalin aren't as accessible as Karkos are. Because Karkos, you can just walk on a piece of land. So what does that show? Nothing. But with Talthalin, it's not as easy to maintain. So in fact, I'm wearing this tie, it must be mine. But Karkos, just because I'm sitting on this chair, on this floor, it means it's mine. Anyone can walk in here. So if I'm living 3 years, then it shows it's mine. But the regular din, chazaka, kol masha tachas yod ba'ilim, harei shalom, only applies to metaltalin. Doesn't apply to karka. Because the way some explain, some Rishon will have to see inside, we know that some Rishon explain because karka is more accessible, so the fact that you're standing on the karka doesn't necessarily indicate that you're the owner. But you're wearing this shirt, so that shows you're the owner. Just because you're standing on a piece of grass doesn't show that you're the owner, doesn't show anything. So this Mishnah, the Tzad HaShoveh, like you said, what's your name?
Herschel
said, that the Tzad HaShoveh of this Mishnah is all the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah are karka, the different forms of karka, a house, pit, a circular pit, an elongated pit, a cave, bird's dove, merchatz, olive press, etc. All these are karka. And that's the yisod, that this Mishnah is only talking about karka. With metaltalin, I don't need cheskes gimel shana. All I need is that it's under my wing. But karka, I mean, it has to do with what you said. Karka is stationary, so anyone can walk onto it. But metaltalin, the fact that you're holding on or wearing it, is a much greater support of evidence that you're the owner. Gershon. Right, avodim. Okay, so avodim, we still have to explain how does it work into avodim.
If you go and grab onto an ad 10, and you say you're coming with me now, you can protest. Like, you can say, well, you're not my owner.
Right. Okay, so avodim, let's wait. You're asking, well, it was asked before, so let's wait with that. But we'll have to see.
Okay, we're going to have a kazaka.
Well, they saw me come in and out.
But it's easily accessible anyway. If it's hard, it's easily accessible, then how can they testify that you were living there?
How can they testify that I was living there? Well,
there's no chazaka that you were living there then, because you don't have a chazaka until
All he saw is that he saw you there for 3 years. In Achanami, at the end of 3 years, we take all the information that we heard from the Edom, and then that makes the proof. But he did see you physically be there. So anyone can be there for a minute. Anyone can be there for an hour, but not anyone can just be there for 3 years. If you're there for 3 years, that's a proof. Whereas when we say anyone can be there for a minute, an hour, but not necessarily for 3 years. Because he would be chased off. So, but if we see you constantly been there for 3 years, day in, day out, so that shows something. So what are you saying?
So, shouldn't it just be, if you're working on land, should you just have it like right away just because you're using land? Because you wouldn't just walk onto any property and still make stuff plants and stuff. Also, it's your land, you just have to tie it over a tire.
Maybe not. Maybe you would. Maybe you're a goddess. And you're planting land, which... you know that the owner really is away for several years. He's not going to do anything to you. So you'll stop planting his land. Yeah. Usually you're not going to have two people having Hazak on the same piece of land. Okay, so again. Keskes habatim v'aborot v'shichin v'amoros v'shochvas v'amarchatzos v'beis habadim v'beis ha'shalchim v'avodim v'chol dover shehu osa peiros todir keskosin sholoshonim v'yom liyom. So miyom liyom means you need 3 full years. You need miyom liyom. You need 3 full years. Then the Mishnah continues. Sdei habaal. Right, those that learn moed katan somewhere. Right, so the first Mishnah talks about the beis hashalchin and the beis habaal. Right, so what's the difference between the beis hashalchin and the beis habaal? Beis HaShalchim is a land that is irrigated. In other words, you bring in water to irrigate the land. In other words, you dig different types of channels to funnel water in. That's Beis HaShalchim. And Beis HaBaal is no, you let the Ribbono Shel Olam take care. It's only nurtured by the rain. Only nurtured by the rain. So what's the difference? Who cares how it's nurtured by? So let's see Rashi. Look, Beis HaShalchin. Mitoch shehamayin besocho. It has a mayin, a spring in it. There's a Shemashkin also mimenu tadir, also peris tadir. Whereas this Beis HaShalchin, you dug a channel from different water sources, so it'll funnel in water constantly. Whereas artificially, you made different channels to let the water come in. Chaldovish also pays. So therefore, you're always going to have a water supply because you artificially made it that there'll always be waters funneling in from different places. If there's a water source, a river, this, that, so you you dug water to make an artificial irrigation system to constantly funnel water in. So that's the difference, because if you're constantly getting water in, that means that your field is constantly going to have produce because it's constantly being nurtured. Whereas the Beis HaBaal, as we know, it doesn't always rain. So if the only source is you being somech on Mashiv HaRuach and Merid HaGoshem, so then you're not going to get payros all the time. So let's see the Rashi inside. Based on Shalchan again, mitoch shamayin b'sochol shemashkinos o mimeru tadir also peiros tadir. Chaldovish also peiros tadir cheskasu gemashanim miyom liyom. So anything that is constantly making produce, so you need 3 full years. Ein tzarach lahavi shtar mechira v'im hechzik v'asholosh shalom shleimos. That if for 3 years you use the produce, ein tzarach lahavi shtar mechira. So then that's a proof that you bought it. And you don't have to have a shtar mechira. Meaning, even though originally you had a shtar mechira, but you lost it, so you don't need to find it. You don't need to find it. Vim iru alea ba'olim harishonim, v'zeo mer mechartali v'avod shtari. In other words, if the original owners are contesting iru, ayin resh, ir means to contest. If the original owners are contesting, meaning they're saying that it's my field still, zeh omer mechartali, and he says, no, you sold it to me for avat shtari. Ah, where's the shtar? I lost it. Cheskoso mo eloslo. So the chazaka that you've been there for 3 years helps. Vim lav ein chazkasa mo'azlo. Vim kshesha amru gimel shonim lechazaka kol haroi latseis mimena begimel shonim amru. That means that you have to have been using the field for the complete 3 years. So if the field is making produce for 3 years, so you have been harvesting 3 full years of produce. And only if you did that does it show that you are the real owner. Because you acted like an owner. And an owner uses all the produce of the field. But stay base habal. Rash hamistapekes. What does mistapekes mean? What's the English word for mistapekes? Mistapekes. I want one English word. What? What's? You have the right word, but say the English word. It suffices. Mistapekes means it suffices with rainwater. Hamistapekes megshomim eido seperus elapamachas vashana. So then, it's probably going to only have produce once a year. Because once a year, the fruits will come out. Cheskosu gimel shanim. So then, you still need 3 years. But the ain't a tzvicha miyom liyom. But you don't need 3 full years. Because what's going to be a full year? In other words, it's one time a year that it's going to give off fruit and you'll harvest it and that's it. So you're not going to have a full year of things constantly coming out and constantly being needed to be harvested. So then it's enough that if you did 3 crops in 3 separate years, so then that's enough. Okay, so that's, so here the Mishnah tells us a difference between something that is used regularly, so then it's only a chazakah if you use it regularly. But something that's not used regularly, like the field of the produce of a Beis HaBaal, then all you have to do is use it once a year, meaning, and use it by harvesting the crop once a year. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so that's what he says. Chol shehu, chol dover, shehu osa peiros tadir, has chasam shol shonim miyom liyom. Yeah. Then he says, Dei habal, beis habal, has chasam shol shonim ve'enom miyom liyom. So you need it for 3 years, and you don't need miyom liyom. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gimel Chadoshim Barishona, VeGimel Bachrona, Ushnei Masar Chodesh BeEmtza. Harei Elu Yudches. So, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? Let's. So let's back in the Rashi. Sdei Beis Habal. Hamistapek is Megshamim Eda Osa Peiros El Pamachas Bashana. Cheskasim Gimel Shana. Ve'en Tzericha Miyom Liyom. Umahi Cheskasa Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shlosha Chadoshim Achronim Shal Shana Rishona. In other words, you have to use it for the last 3 months of the first year. U'shlosha Chadoshim, and the first 3 months of the third year, Shoshana Achrona, Vemtsois Shleima. And but you need to use it the whole middle year. So 3 months, 12 months, and 3 months. Sheish Mamarim Lizrol Fnei Rosh Hashanah, came in Shehichzit Basof Shana Rishona, Gimel Chadoshim, Vieshlo Edim Shazora Bosom Gimel Chadoshim, Vechem Gimel Chadoshim Rishona Shalachrona, Reza Cheska Shalashon, Rutsufa, Shaincha. So basically, what you have to do is you have to plant something in year one, in the last 3 months. And then year two, you have to be planting and doing things the whole year. And year three, as long as in the first 3 months you plant it, that's sufficient. Meaning you have to show something that shows that you're the Baal HaBayis. Because you have to realize, if you're doing something that doesn't really show you're the Baal HaBayis, then the fellow who claims it was his land really had no reason to protest. Because if I have a piece of land, say, and you know, somebody uses it, walks through, or uses a shortcut. Right? The past 3 years, they've been using it as a shortcut. So that's not a good chazakah. They can't say, hey, it's a raya that it's mine, I've been using it as a shortcut. And you didn't say anything. Because it's a big deal, you're using it as a shortcut. So I don't necessarily have to protest anyone who's using my field as a shortcut. I may want to, but I won't necessarily protest. But if you're planting my land, and I'm not saying anything, then there's something wrong. So it must be that it's yours and not mine anymore. But you have to show, in other words, you have to do something, you know the Yiddish phrase, to balabatava over the land, to show that you're the
you know, the Balabais. You have the Balabativa over the land.
So how do you Balabativa over the land? So walking through the land is not Balabativa over the land. That's just time you're walking through somebody's property. But if you're planting the land, then you're showing that I'm the Balabais. So if you had a problem with that, you should have spoken up. And you didn't. It shows that I'm the Balabais. So to what degree? So the first opinion says you have to do 3 full years. 3 full years. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you don't need 3 full years. You don't need 3 full years. All you need is a little bit in the first year, a little bit in the third year, and in the second year, the full. Because that's enough to show that you're the ball of ice. And if you're not, you should have said something. Whereas the other thing in Tanakh Kama says, no, you have to have what? Three full years by where? By stay, by a Beis HaShalchet. So it's a Beis HaBaal, even Tanakh Kama agrees you don't need full. Because you don't have full, it's not going to produce. So that's the. So what's the machloikas? It's just the question of umdana, of how much do you have to do to show that you're the balabais. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's enough 18 months. As opposed to how many months? Well, 36. As opposed to 36 months of active activity. One second. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer Gimel Chadashim Barishona Gimel Vachrona Shnei Mesar Chodesh Be'emtza Harei Eilu Yudches Chodesh. Yeah, who was asking? In other words, to have a chazak, you need Eidim on the chazaka. Or else, what is it worth?
So it's forcing you to say Eidim here?
Yeah, in other words, whenever you have a chazak, you have to have Eidim on the chazaka. Or else. Which, where are you reading?
When Rashi says.
Which Rashi?
Yeah.
Where does he mean? Yesh lo edim shazar b'osu gimel chadashim. Right. He's saying you need edim on those 3 months. The 3 months means 3 months of. He's just adding in. You need, because if you just did it and you have no edim to prove it, so what is it worth? Well, the Eidim don't have to know. The Eidim just, as long as you have Eidim that see that you, that these months you were there, they don't have to realize the first year. At the end, you pool all the information together. Whereas I have Eidim who could say I was here Nisan Iyar Sivan. I have another Eidim that say I was here in these months. And then when I need to come to Beis Din, I pool all my information together. Well, you need 3 years. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel is that the 3 years don't have to be 24/7. They don't have to be 36-month years. They can be a little bit from the first month, from the first year, a little bit from the third year, but the middle year has to be a complete year.
I'm
In other words, why does it have to be that the second year be the full year? What would you say to that? What's the svara that the second year should be the complete year? What? I'm saying, why can't you have the first year being the Let's assume the year starts from Rosh Hashanah Tishrei.
When does it start from the day of the Seder? If it starts from the day of the Seder, you have a problem. It's going to be 3 years.
Right.
If it starts from Rosh Hashanah, you can say 3 months before Rosh Hashanah. Then Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and then 3 months after.
Right. So that's what he's assuming. He's just asking why do you have to have the middle year be the full year? Why? What if you have the third year full, the second year is...
It's asking consecutive, doesn't it? A chazakah has to be for here from this time all the way to this time. You can't leave. You're not a chazakah if you left. If you left for 5 months, is that a chazakah?
I don't think that's true, because you see by the Beis Habal, obviously it's not consecutive. It is consecutive, but as long as you do something in the, would be consecutive also. If you would have done 3 months of the first year, 3 months of the second year, and 3 months of the third year, that's also consecutive. You're missing months in between. As long as you did something in every year, that makes it gives it a consecutive idea. So I guess you have to say, maybe like Jeremy's saying, that to give it more of a, to make the 3 months sturdy, so we want that, if you start it off and then you had a beginning, so that like Bria Chatichon, it hedges it all together. Whereas if you would have just had 3 months and then another 3 months, so then maybe we would say it's not so... I don't know.
Where does Rabbi Shmuel get 3 months from? Because it's not a constitution of like 1 year, one full year. I mean, he was with a month in certain respects, one equally year, more or less understandable. Rabbi Shmuel kind of like pulls out in 3 months. Where does he get that amount of time? 1 on 4, 1 on 5, 1 on 2?
Because 3 months is a time that something could be planted and grown and have a certain amount of growth in that amount of time. So if it's going to be 2, it'll be planted, but it's not going to be ready to be harvested. It will grow very minimally. Oh, so that's what the next topic we're going to be about. Maybe different plants have different amounts. So that's the I can't hear one thing you said.
Is there something like important about the idea of 18 months and 14 months and Mishnah?
Well, we'll see. We'll see in the rest of the Mishnah. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Gimel Chadashim Barishona, Gimel Bachrona, Shemasar, Chodesh Bemtzah. Harei Elo Yudches. Chodesh. Rabbi Kiva says no. Chodesh Barishona, V'chodesh Bachrona, V'yud Beis Chodesh Be'emtza. Harei Yudal Chodesh. So he says, no, you don't, as long as you did a little bit the first, a little bit of planting in the first, 1 month of planting in the first year, 1 month in the third year, and the middle was total. So we'll have to see. The Gemara is going to explain what's the chiluk. How come he requires 3 months of 12, 3, and he says 1, 12, 1. What's the chiluk? So that's the Gemara is going to discuss. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Bamedva Mamurim, b'sdei lovin. Aval b's. So again, we're talking about beis ha hashalchin here, right? Because the beis habaal, you don't need. You just need a little bit in every year, right? I might have said it incorrectly. Let me just correct myself. It was, we started off as saying you need 3 full years, and then we said that's by based on shalchan. Beis habaal, you don't need 3 years. 3 full years. Now, when Rabbi Shmuel is saying his statement of Gimel Chadashim, what is he talking about? A beis shalchan or beis habaal? What? Beis habaal. So I might have said that incorrectly before. So, let's talk about the Beis Habaal. So the Gemara says, "Bamed v'ar mumet shosorich yudchet chozol shalom Beis Habaal, but they love it. Shekol peyer said nolkaltim beperek echad, fichet sarach gimel shanim." So by stay lovin, the stay lovin is a lovin is what? Tvua. A wheat field is called a stelovin. Because a wheat field, you harvest all the wheat at one time. So therefore, you need 3 separate crops in 3 separate years, because all the wheat from 1 year is going to be at the same time. So 3 crops is going to be automatically 3 years. But stay Elon is not what? Stay Elon, you could have 3 crops in the same year. So his point is, there's nothing holy about 3 years. 3 years is because it's 3 crops. So say I have a stay Elon, I have a trees in the field. So I could have 3 different trees. I could have an apple tree, and an orange tree, and a pear tree, and they each harvest at different times in the year. So then, even 1 year is already a chazaka, because I'll harvest this in 1 month, the apples in 1 month, and the peaches in another month, and the plums in another month. So I already showed that's enough of showing ownership. Because I'm showing a bias. But the fact that I harvest three harvests, that's enough to show that I balabatava over the land. So if it'll come out that 3 harvests take place in 1 year, so be it. So here he's saying, "Stay Elon Rashi Shapir Senil Kotim Liprokim Anovim Beperek Echad." The grapes are harvested in 1 year. Vizesim Beperek Acher, and the olives in a different year. In a different time, but they're all in the same year. Utainim Perakacher, it says, that's good enough. All you need is 1 year. El Gimel Shanim, meaning in 1 year, I have the Hashivas of 3 years. Kodesh is the first of Yeshua, Kishon, Masak, and Zeis of Kodesh is Kitsu, Tainim, Likto, Vyavsham. Pamasak Tzias, Yichdisim, Lebeis, Harezach, Hazakh, Sha'el, Hain, Gimel Shanim. So his chiddush is that there's nothing holy about 3 years. 3 years is just that normally 3 years will have three different crops. So by stay lovan, when it's everything's happening in, at the same time, so year A is all going to happen at once, and year B all at once. But if you have a stay ilanos, where each one is happening at a different juncture, so then you can have 1 year, and he harvests three different crops in 1 year. That shows he's the balabais. And if the guy didn't say anything, that's he already has his chazakah without having 3 years. The fact that he will, in 1 year he harvests three different crops, that's a chazakah. And that's what he says. Okay, now Rabosa, you have to realize again that the word chazakah that we've been using today is all what? Cheskas Raya. It's not the kinyan itself. We'll have to explain more. But so Rabosa, what I suggest you do is I want you to start learning the Tosus. I have a packet ready to go. But, you know, sometimes I feel if I bring out the packet too soon, then no one looks at the page of the Gemara anymore. So it's always important to know, you know, there's always a big Yetzer Hara that people have in learning. And people love to say, you know, Shtikl Torahs, Hakiras, and Amulchana, this, that, you know, all types of things. But they skip the step of going through the Gemara Ashitosis, because that's the tedious step. And that's really the most important step. Then afterwards you can put on the you know, it's like you have whipped cream, but you don't have a cake to put on the whipped cream. So you just have whipped cream. But you don't have a cake to put on the whipped cream. So when you do the Gemara Ashitosis, now you're baking the cake. Then you can put on the whipped cream. Okay, we'll dive milk in a couple of minutes.
Josh, we heard about this?